everyone. This is Martin Petella, guest hosting for Power Hour. Martin Petella is the CEO of Life Enthusiast. We have been a supplier to the Power Mall. The products that you may be getting there are called the Transderma Minerals, the Transderma Minerals Prills and Magnesium Oil and Magnesium Crystals. They come from us. And we have been very happy with the association. My own personal history, I have been a health coach since about 2003 when we launched Life Enthusiast Online. If you're interested in finding more about me or more about the business, you can find it at www.life-enthusiast.com. But please don't call there right now because I'm online with you, on air, going live. Today, I thought it would be a great idea to remind us of what a health coach is all about, or what a good coach is all about. We are experiencing unprecedented levels of unhealth and information about what constitutes good health is really hard to come by, because I'm finding that there are essentially two mindsets when it comes to health. One is the mainstream concept of, oh, don't you worry about food. We have pills for that. We'll control the problems if you create them. And then the other one, of course, is the approach that prevention is a good idea, and you could actually build health or keep health by controlling what you do. I find the idea of the concept that you should trust your health to a third party, to a doctor, as a pretty dunderheaded concept. Nobody's as interested in keeping your health as you yourself. And so it would be smart to educate yourself, to understand how things work, why things work, and what you can do to keep your health. In fact, the mainstream message, the Rockefeller-Carnegie concept, you know, the medical insurance industry, the hospital industry, the research industry, the pharmaceutical industry, they have managed to essentially corner the mindset of health. They are now, because they're so rich now, they have so much money, they're able to buy themselves complete control and influence over the industry. They own the media, they own the television channel and all the radio stations and the mainstream newspapers, and they have gone as far as controlling the internet. They now effectively control Google and Facebook and many others. So when you go asking in the mainstream what you can do for your health, the only message you will see is the pharmaceutical. And that's not necessarily the best thing you can do for health, because even though they're really good at fixing an acute problem, like if you have a heart attack, don't call a nutritionist, go to the emergency room. Or if you're run over by a car, or if you have a bullet wound, don't be calling about nutrition. That's not the point. They are really good at war medicine. When you are in a crisis, they do exceedingly well. But they are quite hopeless at preventing these crises from arising. So when I talk about chronic health problems, they usually are the result of not doing the right things, but also doing the wrong things. And there are essentially four pillars that I have come to identify as the cause of the illness. I call it the toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. And toxicity, you could say that's the presence of things that shouldn't be there. in your body, incoming or already stored. Malnutrition, that's an absence of things, of things that you should have. Like if you don't get enough healthy nutrients, you will create deficiencies. And stagnation, that's lack of movement. The sedentary nature of our industrialized society is causing us to have less movement than we get. You know what a swamp looks like? You know what a swamp smells like? Well, if your body doesn't have enough circulation, you start turning into a swamp. And then trauma. Trauma is either physical or emotional or other invisible electromagnetic. Those are influences on your body that could be affecting you in many ways. I was contemplating what would be the most important things in life as far as health is concerned. And I'm thinking spiritual is probably the highest order of things. Like if you don't have your spirituality lined up, if you don't have some kind of a rudder in your life that guides you toward decent principles, how to orient yourself in the world, you will probably suffer more than people who do have that guiding light, lighthouse, rudder, something, principles. And it's a question of consciousness. When we develop an ability to think clearly, our ability to discern fact from fiction, when we understand or have the mental tools to separate propaganda from truth, that really makes a big difference. And of course, then emotional, which is the layer beyond or below the spiritual, is super important because our emotional health, in my estimation, is responsible for about 80% of all chronic health issues. I would raise the iceberg metaphor. You know, when you see an iceberg floating in the ocean, 90% of the iceberg is below waterline. It's underwater. You don't see it, but it's supporting the thing that pops up, the 10% of it. And so the physical manifestation, while visible, is probably supported by the invisible manifestation or the invisible cause that's somewhere below surface in our subconscious, unconscious, stored, unresolved emotional injuries or dysfunctional beliefs that would be cause a lot of trouble and suffering. And there are techniques that allow us to access these emotional stored injuries or incorrect concepts. Emotional freedom technique is one of those, EFT, but there are others like body talk and emotional code and touch for health, and that there are useful methods that we should all learn about and access because they are really helpful. Clearing the emotional injuries out of our bodies is super important. And then here come the inputs, right? What do we put into our bodies? That is critically important. Light. We actually are beings of light. Whatever hits our skin, whether it's the visible light or the infrared or even ultraviolet, they have effects on us. And then, of course, the air we breathe, whatever comes in on the air is super important. And water. First of all, the contamination of water is a big challenge. And then, of course, structuring of water. Here comes the prills that I mentioned earlier, right? The prills are a device that you can put inside a water jug, and they will clear the distortions that are stored in water. The water actually is a memory device. There are these latent crystals, electric connections between water molecules. Because a water molecule is a bipole, it has a positive pole and negative pole. One is the OH end and the other one is the other H end. One is negative, one is positive, and water molecules cluster together forming these latent crystals. And these charges are made stronger by internal friction. So when you run water through straight pipes, laminar friction, as in if you rub your hands together against one another, that's an example of a laminar friction. When the water runs through the pipe, the part that touches the walls will move slower than the part that is at the center and will build up electric static charge, and that charge will cause the water to cluster together. And when you drink that water, even though you're irrigating yourself, you will not be hydrating your cells nearly as well, because every cell has this opening, the aquaporin channel, through which water comes into the cell, but only when it's unclustered. And so the water that has been through a lot of friction doesn't enter the cells well. We need to discharge it somehow. And the prills are such device. They actually discharge this electric potential and allow you to hydrate better. And once you have that, all nutrients travel into the cells on water more efficiently, and also toxins are washed out of the cells more efficiently. So that's why you should have some way of declustering the water in your home that you're going to be drinking. On top of filtering it, you don't want to be drinking chlorine, because chlorine kills the microbes, and the microbes in the body or in your gut are super important. So chlorinated water, not a good idea. And fluoride, that's another whole story that should be highlighted. Fluoride makes many things work less well, especially your endocrine system. I'm not going to go into the details, but you should be drinking water that is free of chlorine, free of fluoride, and free of toxins. The prills will help get rid of these things. So if you're stuck with drinking just plain tap water, it will do. But you'd be better off drinking water that has been properly filtered and then treated with the prills. So that. And then food, of course. What's really interesting is that many people are trying to fix with supplements what they mess up with their forks. We call it the MNR, the macronutrient ratios. The macronutrients, there are only three: proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. And depending on our heritage, depending on how we are, depending on our ancestors, we may be better suited to the tropical style of life where there is more carbohydrate available year around, or more the cold weather extreme where our ancestors who lived in the colder climates, they were dependent on animal food, like eating fish and, for an example, somebody like living in an Eskimo village, they are adapted to living on whale blubber and seal meat that they eat raw. They don't see a vegetable 9 months or 10 months out of the year. Of course, people who are adapted to that diet will not do well at all on oranges and bananas. But conversely, you know, if somebody has heritage from the Middle East, like North Africa, where an abundant access to dates, figs, pomegranates, and maybe camel milk is the diet of the day, that person can live on starches or sugary, fruity things all year long without any problems. But you cannot swap them. Of course, here in America, we have an interesting experiment underway where we have started mixing people from every corner of the world. So it's not easily seen what your required diet might be. So for that, we use metabolic typing that helps us figure out whether a person should be on high protein or high fat or high starch and low fat. And that actually is quite an interesting thing, because you see now the explosion of various diets. Like, for example, ketogenic is an example of the high fat, low starch diet. So people whose ancestors were from the colder climates will do really well on that. But not everybody, right? There are people who will do terribly on that. And we actually have something called the endocrine dominance. And the endocrine dominance will dictate how the weight of the body will be generated, or how you will store fats versus burn for energy. And there are four major types: thyroid, adrenal, pituitary, and gonadal. And interestingly, the thyroid-dominant person typically craves starchy foods, but also gains weight that way. And if they want to lose weight, they need to eat high fat, low starch. But the adrenal-dominant person, quite the opposite. They tend to crave savory and salty things, and they will gain weight with fats, and they will need to lose weight with salads and fruit, as examples, right? Or the gonadal, that's usually only in females, and they end up with super enlarged lower parts of their bodies, wide hips, large tushes, and all of that. And that is usually driven by a desire for hot food, spicy food. So there's the interesting influences that we have. Knowing which type you are and eating according to your type, because if you don't get your foods rationed correctly, you could be, number one, dysregulating your weight, and number two, dysregulating your pH balance. And a pH balance is a really interesting thing, because when you drift to alkalinity, there is such a thing as overly alkaline, you will wake up procrastinating, and more alkaline, you get into despondence and hopelessness, and even more alkaline, you may end up in depression. The acidity, an acid person wakes up impatient, and more acidity brings lack of social graces, interrupting others, and chop, chop, get it done, and no patience. And then further out, it turns into anger. And further out in acidity, that's rage. Road rage would be a fine example of a overly acidic event. But if it's turned inward, that will express itself as anxiety. So it would be, instead of lashing out at others, you essentially try to destroy yourself, lashing at self. And so we have tools. These are the balance between the fats and proteins on one side versus the carbohydrates on the other. And when we play with the balances, or when we change the ratios, we end up correcting the pH balance. The challenge with this is that there are two types. Like we have left-handed and right-handed people, we also have oxidizers and autonomics. Oxidizers get more alkaline with fats. Autonomics get more acidic with fats. So it depends where you start and where you want to go and which type you are. You may need to either increase the starches or increase the fats. And sometimes that may be in conflict with your endocrine dominance, so you may end up being fat and happy, or fat and miserable, or skinny and happy, and skinny and miserable. Those are the options that nature's giving us. So this is what a health coach like myself, I'm trained in metabolic typing, would be able to help with, and that's what I do. And when you visit with us at Life Enthusiast, you can get advice with that. We actually have even an online test, metabolic typing advanced test, that helps us determine what these are and how they can be applied in your life. So there goes food, right? But I was still on toxicity. And before we get going too much further than that, let's talk about that. What we put in our mouth versus what we put on our skin, right? Like, what's interesting is that whatever you put on your body will get through inside of you. It's not that it will get there as quickly, right? If you want something absorbed fast, you put it in your mouth. But even if you put it on your skin, it will still penetrate, and it will be absorbed. So it would be very clever to be careful about what cosmetics or cleaning products or furnishings you use. And of course, this raises the point of, well, what if you take an injection? You're now bypassing all of the defenses. You're just inserting something into the body instantly, right into the circulation. So it would be wise to consider what is in the injection. What have they put in there? That's a good thing to do. Read the inserts. We're coming up on a break, so I'm going to take a little pause and come back to you in a few minutes. This is Power Hour and Martin Pacella.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hey, this is the Power Hour and your guest host, Martin Pitella. I'm the health coach and CEO at Life Enthusiast. You can find my home site at life-enthusiast.com. We are the supplier of the Power Mall. We have been supplying them the Transderma mineral products, the Prills that I talked about in the first segment of the show, and the magnesium oil and magnesium crystals. In fact, I'll get to talking about that in just a moment. I was talking about the balance between the autonomic and the oxidizer. Well, the autonomic nervous system has two branches, sympathetic and parasympathetic. And the sympathetic, that's the stress side, fight, flight, freeze, whereas the parasympathetic, that's the rest, repair, and digest. And so when you are in the fight or stress side, certain physiological things happen, like, for example, blood pressure goes up and digestion shuts down and the body is preparing to save itself from a short-term instant threat to existence. Whereas in the parasympathetic, the rest and repair, blood pressure comes down, digestion resumes, and the body is repairing all kinds of body parts or functions, whatever there is. And interestingly, calcium and magnesium are controlling the balance between these two branches of the autonomic nervous system. Calcium shortens muscles, magnesium lengthens them. Calcium causes the activation of the stress, and magnesium causes the activation of the relaxation and repairs. In this world, we find ourselves much more stressed than we are designed for or used to be. If you could think of the old life, pre-industrial revolution or pre-internet, well, let's go back like 300-400 years. Horse-drawn buggy and farming, right? The stresses were few and far in between. And if you think back even further, like into the Stone Age, you would be mostly peaceful most of the time, only if maybe you ran into a bear or a tiger or something like that, you really had to put it on and run for your life. But most other time, you were in the relaxed side. Contrast that with somebody who's in traffic driving to work, having to worry about 360 degrees left of you, behind you, front of you, traffic problems. And then you come, your phone is ringing, your email is buzzing, you have interruptions constantly. So you're getting flooded with the calcium stress side, and you're depleting the magnesium reserves. And to make things worse, the soils are deficient in magnesium, and so the food that we grow has less magnesium in it than what's desirable. So overall, most of us here are not getting enough magnesium, period. The numbers show that about 60% of all population in America are deficient in magnesium, and additional 20% are stressfully or clinically deficient in magnesium, which leads to significant problems. Magnesium is involved in 300 different physiological processes. One of the bigger things is that when you don't have enough magnesium, you'll find it difficult to fall asleep, to relax, to you will have higher blood pressure than you would have otherwise. You will have hardening of tissues, hardening of arteries and the likes. So not having enough magnesium, number one, is a chronic problem, and number two, is a life-threatening problem, because over time, one, you will age faster. You will wear your body faster because you're not repairing, right? It's sort of like having an automobile. If you don't take it for scheduled maintenance, if you don't replace the oil and whatever else, you end up wearing the car faster than otherwise. Same for the human body. If you don't shut down and put it into the parasympathetic mode every day for enough hours, you're going to age quicker and you're going to wear it out. And your blood pressure will be high, and your glucose level will be mismanaged, and you will suffer aches, pains, and joint pains, and who knows what else. Like serious, chronic, degenerative changes. So for that, the magnesium is a wonderful antidote. And you can get it as magnesium oil, which is the runny, water-dissolved thing that you can rub on your body. It's ingestible too. You need about 2 teaspoons of this every day. The ingestible part, if you ingest too much magnesium, because it accelerates the peristalsis, I guess in other words, it will shorten the transition time of your food between your stomach and your anus, you could give yourself a diarrhea. So you can only take so much. First, it will soften your stool, and if you take more than that, it will actually cause like quick evacuation. And for that reason, we recommend taking it topically. You rub it on with the magnesium oil. It's already pre-mixed. With the magnesium crystals, they are shipped to you without the water. You can add them to your bath or to a foot soak, or you can make your own magnesium oil by dissolving these crystals in water. They are about 30% solution. So one cup of crystals in about 3 cups of water would be the equivalent of the magnesium oil. So that makes the crystals an incredible value. Like they are, $100 worth of crystals will buy you 3 gallons worth of magnesium oil, which costs $95 per gallon. So $70 in crystals, $300 in finished oil. Contemplate that. So those of you who are are wanting the convenience, keep on buying the oil. Those of you who want to save money, get on the crystals. There's a really interesting thing going on lately, or recently, and it's called the EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, or EMR, electromagnetic radiation. This is coming to us originally just from the pulse of the Earth at 6 hertz, 6, 7 cycles per second. And then as electricity in the walls and sockets, that's about 60 hertz, 60 cycles per second. And then as radio, that was in the kilohertz, 1,000 cycle per second, that's the AM radio. And then FM radio, that's in megahertz, million cycles per second. And now the Wi-Fi, that's the devices that you have in your home, like wireless phones and wireless routers and all of that gadgetry that does not require wiring. That's now in gigahertz, like between 1 and 5 gigahertz. That's billions of cycles per second. And now, further to that, we have the rollout of the 5G. Well, the 4G, or 4G plus, tops out at about 5 gigahertz. The 5G, or fifth generation of the electromagnetics, comes in between 25 and 60 gigahertz. So the length of the wave is getting shorter and shorter. That's now in the millimeter length. And that means that it doesn't penetrate objects too well. And so you need to have repeaters in much closer proximity. The interesting part about the millimeter waves is that they are affecting the body directly. There's such a thing as voltage-gated calcium channel. You can affect a human cell by exposing it to the millimeter wave, and it will start flooding itself with calcium, which is the same reaction as I just talked about when it comes to stress, fight or flight. So we now have an increasing number of people experiencing electromagnetic sensitivity. They find themselves in the space of one of these radiating devices, the antennas, the towers. And all of a sudden, they are having sensations of anxiety, of panic, of nervousness, of aches and pains and headaches. And all of this is essentially triggered by the flooding of the calcium, which is triggered by the electromagnetic signal that the body is receiving. So I'm very much concerned that we will have more and more people living a stressed life that's further exacerbated by living in a stress-inducing electromagnetic soup. It's sort of like a fish in an aquarium, right? Whatever you throw into the aquarium, the fish is having to deal with it. Well, I am now like a fish swimming in the electromagnetic aquarium, being affected by all of that. So if you find yourself suffering with these unknown symptoms, you may want to contact us. You know, I can probably coach you through the issues and how to possibly reverse all that. How's that going to show itself? You know, one of them is the structural, right? We call it the stiffness on rising. When you get up from a chair, how many steps does it take before you are able to straighten out? You've been on a 2-hour or 1-hour car ride, and you're getting out of the car, and you're having to twist and turn and takes you multiple moments to get straight. Joint pain, you know, aches in elbows and knees and ankles. Back pain, neck pain. Those are things that are a witness to the body having chronic inflammation that's not being dealt with, that's like stored and unrepaired and remains, right? That's like the aquarium now has overrun its filtration capacity. You're now becoming more toxic than what your repair mechanisms can handle. And there are supplements that we know about, like you hear about them. Sulfur is one of them. MSM is wonderfully effective, as are fibrinolytic enzymes and free-form amino acids, and of course, especially magnesium. So that's the sort of thing that you would want to be aware of and make sure that you have easy access to. I'd be interested in hearing from somebody, whoever's listening, if this is being relevant or what questions you might have. I'm inviting you to call. You can call in with your questions. The question line is 844-769-2944. You can jump in and ask me something specific related back to your health. I want to come back full circle to I started talking about air, quality of the air. It's underappreciated, and people don't quite know just how important it is. But consider this, molds and spores. Mold is such a thing that when we're exposed to it, it causes us to have health complications, either asthma or allergies or even more complicated immune shutdowns. And these days, if you end up living in a house that has been flooded and not properly remedied or remediated, or if you even have a home that doesn't have sufficient circulation or has water under it, or I mean, there could be mold growing on the underside of your floor. It could be growing behind the headboard of your bed. It could be growing in the basement somewhere in the corner. If you are living in a mold-infested house, you may be suffering a chronic health problem that just isn't going away, and you're wondering what that is. And until you deal with that, you may not be able to get better. The other things that come in your air, of course, are pollens, right? That you can't control that much because nature takes care of it. But dander, that's from pets like dogs and cats and humans, of course, we're shedding skin all the time. So all that white coating, dusty thing that you see all over your furniture, that's mostly human cells, human skin cells flying around. And then, of course, we should be concerned about industrial pollution. These would be the gassing off of your furniture, like formaldehyde from the flooring or the fire retardant from the furniture fabric, or maybe something from the house paint gassing off every which way. Of course. Hey, John, thanks. Welcome. Speak up.
Good morning. Wait a minute. Hold on. Afternoon.
Sure, whichever. John, go ahead. You're on the air. Everybody hears you.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this mold stuff, I'm taking seriously. I'm taking Candida Cleanse for start, and I'm taking Parasite Cleanse. I need to rid my body of that stuff because I figure if I'm eating, they're eating.
Yes, true enough.
And I was wondering about your magnesium crystals. Are they edible?
And the answer to magnesium, yes, the magnesium crystals are pharmaceutical grade. They call it the, there are three grades, technical, food grade, and pharma grade. And we buy the pharma grade, the U.S. pharmacology, USP grade, which means that it actually would be clean enough to turn into an intravenous. Anyway, yes, you can ingest it, but just same precautions as I mentioned earlier. If you take too much, you're going to give yourself a diarrhea. You're going to cleanse out heavily.
Well, I got the other problem. I got high constipation there.
Well, enjoy the crystals. They'll make you move.
Okay, well, thank you, and I'll let somebody else. I'm not going to hog your show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. It was an interesting point that John made about the mold infestation and just how it affects his health. And indeed, there are tools we have for getting the body rid of the mold. What's really interesting is this. Your body will actually grow purposely fungus in its attempt to get rid of heavy metals. So if you happen to be polluted by heavy metals, and they could have gotten into you through eating tuna fish, because tuna is already polluted with mercury, or by just breathing the air in America, because coal-burning power plants are putting mercury in the air, 50 tons of it every year. Or, hey, Karen, welcome, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I have a brother-in-law who actually lives in Maryland that has lymphoma, and he's actually in very bad shape, in so much pain, lower back pain all over. He's actually in the hospital right now. I was listening to what you were saying about the magnesium oil. If he used it topically, could that potentially help the pain that he has? Or
likely, but now that he's in the hands of the hospital staff, I don't know how you'd be able to reach him with any of the alternative treatments. Lymphoma is a curious creature, because lymphoma is of the cancers that are caused by over-alkalinity rather than over-acidity. So putting more magnesium on might actually not be the best of strategies.
We would need to
be reaching him through nutrition. And
he's actually on a feeding tube, sadly, for the past, I want to say, 4 to 5 years. And, you know, I've been getting, you know, special vegetables and certain, you know, crazy stuff sent to him. So my sister puts them in a Vitamix and, you know, like holy basil and lemon balm and stuff like that, you know, and we thought it was helping him, but, you know, all of a sudden he's in so much pain, like all over, and we're trying to, you know, I'd heard about putting a bar of soap in your bed kind of thing, because I think they're releasing him from the hospital today. I don't know that there's anything they can do for him at this point, but, you know,
glycerin soap. Yeah, glycerin soap is indeed known to block cramping. Yeah, now that you'll have him, you know, you could possibly try and do the metabolic typing to understand what makes him more alkaline and what makes him more acidic. The lymphoma is the most likely illness of the fast oxidizers, the hunter types, who are eating a farmer diet. So we could try and see if we could figure out how to help. I mean, I certainly have some tools there. You could probably call, but you know, this show, I can't really offer any medical advice. That's just outside of what we could do here on air. In general terms, he's probably overly alkaline, bizarre as it may seem.
It's very possible because we're always putting the pH, you know, the alkaline drops in his water, and you know, trying to, you know, because we think that's good for everybody. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, is there another time that I could potentially talk to you, or my sister could talk to you?
Sure, she would have to reach me through Life Enthusiast, life-enthusiast.com. The number there is 866-543-3388. Just don't call it now because I'm on the air.
Here, I got it. Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to have my sister, because she said she couldn't listen in right now, and I said, I can listen in, so don't worry, because she's on her way to the hospital
all
trying
right.
to figure out if they're letting him out today or what. But do you think he's over-alkalized?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know what? I'm going to have her get in touch with you, and I so appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much. And she'll reach out.
Thank you. All right, and so that's an example of the sort of thing where the metabolic typing could offer useful advice, because the tumors that are closed tumors, like caused like breast or colon or lung cancer, those are usually in people who are overly acidic. But leukemia or lymphoma or the sort of cancers of the body fluids, they're usually happening in people who are overly alkalized, crazy as it may seem. Anyway, I was in the middle of mentioning that your body will actually grow fungus on its own through because of toxicity, heavy metal toxicity. So I'll come back to that after the break. Enjoy the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back to you at the Power Hour. The Power Mall, you can reach it at 877-817-9829.
Antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.